We're an environmental show, so occasionally we talk about worms, like earthworms. But this next story is about earworms, songs that dig deep and get stuck in your head. It turns out that's actually dangerous for cyclists. A few weeks ago, Brian Zaworek, production director and on-air host at Pittsburgh's public radio music station, WYEP, and a few of his friends rode their bikes along the Great Allegheny Passage and C&O Towpath. That's a trail from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. Amid the peace and quiet of nature, he faced the dreaded earworm. Here's Brian's story in his own voice.
Every day we are bombarded with so many different kinds of sounds, conversations, traffic, even the notifications on your phone. Mine just happens to be a bike bell. But especially for me, music. So a 380-some-mile bike ride from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. sounded like the kind of distraction-free vacation that I needed to do. I was curious while planning this bike trip where my mind would wander to while riding for 6-plus hours each day. For the most part, I assumed this would be a vacation from my day-to-day distractions. On the ride, there were conversations between my friends and I, but for the rest of it, it was just the sound of birds, the wind, and my bicycle tires speeding over the crunchy trails along with the spinning of my gears. But my musical mind was not so quiet. It was digging deep to unveil songs hidden in my surroundings. A nearby train whistle would remind me of the opening line of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rolling around the bend.
Passing a large rock, this little number by the B-52s.
Down.
While gradually climbing up a lush, tree-covered mountain with my bike, I thought of this one. And as the majority of the ride moved along a number of rivers from the Monongahela to the Potomac, countless river songs flowed into my head, like Proud Mary and here was one I didn't expect. While passing among the many different kinds of wildflowers lining the trail, I came upon a large patch of the flower I know of as buttercups. You know, the little yellow ones you held up to your chin as a kid. But then in came a song I remember from a movie that I watched a lot as a child.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile. Dear little buttercup, won't you stay a while?
Yeah, I remember Martin Short and Steve Martin singing that in The Three Amigos. And it was stuck in my head for miles and miles. It became kind of funny what would pop up, and I couldn't control it. The songs just stayed in my head until a new song was triggered by something else out there in the environment. Okay, confession time. One distraction I could have avoided was trying to record this with my phone while I was riding. I think I'm a pretty safe biker, but out in nature, like when you're on the city streets, you have to always be alert. And there was one moment I wasn't, and when it came time to hit the brakes, I broke too hard and flew off my bike and hit the ground.
Yeah.
I'm really not proud of this.
I'm fine.
I'm pretty fortunate that I walked away with just a big fat bruise on my leg. A more severe injury could have been really bad because we were in the middle of nowhere at the time. So the moral of this story, at least for me, could be even when you're out among the dense trees, colorful wildflowers, and swiftly moving rivers, there are still those physical distractions, like our phones, that you can avoid. But those mental distractions, especially if you have a jukebox brain like mine, are unavoidable. So you might as well just enjoy the ride.
Distractions, like butterflies are buzzing round my head.